let me take myself as an example. For a long time, as a poor house officer and resident, what I desired in my heart was to buy my father a car. But I didn't have money, so I didn't buy him. Right? And then one day, as God does it in my life, they will owe me money for a whole year and then pay suddenly. It was the Spirit of God said, this is your chance. Do you understand my point? So my wife and I discussed, we gathered everything and bought the car. You know, let me explain to you the joy when we got home. I drove home to go and register in my hometown. Then we went home for Christmas. We just drove home. Very nice, long Mercedes. You know, we just go home. So my father said, you changed your car. I removed the keys. I said, no, that is not mine. Do you get the point? I can never forget. No, that's part of my problem at home. That's my relation. They think I have money. They don't understand that was one whole year's call duty allowance. It was a whole year's call duty allowance. It wasn't like I had money, I didn't see what to do with it. So people look at it and say, this guy, I no good sweet for anybody. Na lie. It was that I made room years ago. Do you understand the point I'm making? One of my friends, one day he said that, the lady is actually my friend, the husband, she was talking about the husband, that all the money they earned, they built a small house for the husband's father in their hometown. Now, people think that, these boys are doing very well in Lagos. Lagos is good. It's a lie. I know them. If you see the stupid old car the guy was trucking along when he was sending money for cement and sand and roofing sheets. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days might be long. Paul said that was the first commandment that had any promise attached to it. I remember a friend of mine, I called him once. I said, you want to sell out in ministry? Listen. No, it wasn't even ministry. I just told him that, listen, you have an issue with your father. And let me use this word we have not now learned. That is your problem. You understand? It is not his problem at all. You had better make up your mind. I said, I know you don't have money, but next time you are going home, buy a pen. For your information, the first thing I ever bought for my father was a pair of Hinks men's briefs. You understand? You know Hinks? You know, complete singlet and pants. You know the way the Hinks, 100% combed, cutting, all those long story. That was all I could afford, really. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Those are the little things. Why, you're paying me 700 naira a month. I got to eat. I got to transport myself. But God forbid, I can't remember ever since entering home and I don't have a gift. No, I don't do that. No. It has nothing to do whether they need it or not. My parents-in-law are well-to-do. In fact, the problem I have buying things for my parents-in-law is what to buy that they don't have. No, that is my problem. That is my problem. Yet, ask my wife, we sit down for weeks imagining, okay, no, this one, she will say, mommy won't like that one. No, not like that, she won't use it. We keep on, we'll try, but no matter what, when we are getting there, if it is rolls of toilet roll, we will carry. Are you getting my point? No, I have bought a bag of rice before. I reached the place and saw maybe 100 bags that they are planning to share. No, but I'll still bring my bag. No, you think next year I won't bring the bag? I'll bring it again. Like I said, that's your problem. No, this is my own problem. You understand? No, I will say, no, the other one that you have 100 bags is your problem. Are you getting my point? So I won't let your problem disturb my own problem at all. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? Why? Because the commandment is that honor thy father and thy mother. It's not like I have nothing. I always say there is no rich man that doesn't eat pineapples. I remember those days when I was before I married my wife. So if I'm coming to Benin and I'm going to go to their house, then they used to sell apples a lot. I think they banned it or something. I don't see it anymore. Apples. Yes. Then once I get to Tejo Show, where I'm taking the Degwe bus to go to Benin, The last thing I do is to, the boy is selling apples. You know the interesting thing about me? I refuse to eat apples. I thought they were too expensive. People say, no, I'm serious. I never bought an apple to eat in my whole life. All that season before they banned it. People say, why? I said, listen, I don't derive utility equivalent to the cost. You didn't study economics. No, they call utility. You understand what I'm saying? I said, this thing is 40 naira. A mango of the same size is 5 naira. And by the time I finish my combination and permutation, I've lost appetite for the apple. But I will buy it. I'll buy like 10, 20, carry it. You will eat it, you will derive satisfaction. No, the extreme of my own was that you will offer it to me. And I'll say, do you like it? You say, yes. I said, in that case, eat it, it will satisfy you. As for me, I'll feel bad. Eat. Now, that is just me. I just used to feel like, this is not fruit. What is the difference between orange? that was just me. But the point I'm making is that then, I always bought it. No, I had to. Why? Because it's a commandment. That's how you honor God. There's something God said. He said, you shall rise before the aged and bow your head, is it your knees, before the gray-headed. He said, that way you will be honoring your God. And he's an old man you are bowing for. Do you get my point? That is number one. Now, like I said, because of time, I'll just keep speaking, all right? I'll just say as many things as I can. As we're talking about the issue of the priestly corner of your life, you must never neglect it. Are you getting my point? Charitable giving, don't be impulsive. That is primarily. Primarily, make a room. You must always make room for things. Things you don't make room for, you can't do them. I was telling you earlier that, you see, I am one person that's why Kingsley takes announcement the way he does. This is Kingdom World Ministries. It is funded by free will donations, offerings of people. Now, if you are willing to give an offering, there is a basket there, or, you know, whatever it is. But as per, this is blessing time, offering time. Everybody drop 10 naira. If I count in the change, it irritates me. Are you getting my point? I believe that the Bible says that on the first day of the week, as every man has increased. Now, we generally in our culture, is the first day of the month. You understand? We don't get paid monthly. It's every month. We don't get paid weekly. It's every month. So ahead of time, you know what's coming to you, for goodness sake. You don't have to wait for Kingsley to say that. Look, you know, like I always say, I thank God for people like Bishop David Oyedepo, Kennedy Hagin and co, who taught me sound doctrines. When I go to John, I see pastors complaining, you know, we don't have money because you don't give money. I said, that is not why you don't have money. I'm explaining that. You know you are earning pay. You understand my point? So you make room ahead of time. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, the Bible says, he that gives to the poor honors his maker. Are you getting me? That is why I don't too understand too much when people are promising you breakthrough for an offering only when it is dropped at their feet. What about the one you drop in the motherless baby's home? Are you getting my point? What about the guy next door who you know that this guy, the reason why this young man is not making any progress is because nobody's helping him. So you call the young man, you give him advice, you know, are you getting what I'm going to say? That is, you help somebody, you know, the young boy is a child, you know the problem these guys have in that house, that they don't have food to eat. But nobody tells you about that, you understand my point, because it's not laid at the apostles' feet. What am I saying? Make room in your life. That's how you honor God. Now, listen, when you give to the work of God, I will say clearly, it's also honoring God. And listen, let me tell you the way I do things. There are ministries that I support on a regular basis. You know Kingdom World has to be one of them. Nobody believes in Kingdom World more than I do. Or as much as I do. Not even more. Kingsley, you don't worry. You don't even come near. You know what I need to do to send you away from Kingdom World? I go box you 10 times. You will run. But even if they box me, the Kingdom World... No, when I'm walking about, that is Kingdom World Ministry going. They say, where's Kingdom World? Says him, he's the one driving that Greek, that ash. It's true. I'm telling you the truth. I go to a church. Are you getting my point? There are people I know, committed ministers, who are doing great works. Periodically, I remember, oh, sorry, we have not done this for a while. I write a check. I post it. You know the interesting thing? I have never been so broke that I forgot. Are you hearing my point? No. There has been no need great enough to take, you know, you cannot give to Caesar what is God's. That's what I keep telling people. Look, in recent times, there was a time I needed money plenty. That is, as I'm issuing the checks, this check, okay, shout, bye-bye. What I'm trying to say is that it's not out of abundance. No, it is out of what commitment. That is, I have made room for that. And that's what I try to tell believers. Do that and nobody will be swaying you to and fro by every wind of doctrine. It's because a lot of pastors feel that the people have money, they are not giving. Now, I don't care whether, like I always say, that's their problem. You know, everybody has his own problem. Okay? That if they are not giving, that is their problem. That doesn't give you the right. Doesn't give you the right to force it out of their pocket. You're not an oppressor. You understand? Jesus said, feed my sheep. He didn't say milk my sheep. You know, there's a difference between feeding my sheep and milking them. There is a world of difference. There is a world of difference. I hope you are getting my point. I'm talking about honoring God. I've not finished. Now, this guy says something, and that's Brown. I have to give the gist. So, actually, he came to see me because he came to give me some money. So, that's for Kingdom Word. So, I checked the letter. Nothing was written on it. So, I jokingly said, is this for me or for Kingdom Word Ministries? And I always, you know, when people give me money, like I always like them to state. He now said, why should anybody give you money? I said, you are very stupid. Why should... I said, I'm a man of God. Listen to me. I am entitled to it. Now, listen. Paul said, there are times you forgo of your rights for certain reasons. But it's an entitlement. He said, yeah, it's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I better start thinking about it. Next time, you bring two offerings. One for me, one for Kingdom. There was one young man. I'm sure he will listen to this thing I'm saying. I know he will listen to it. And I know you are listening to it right now. He's on tape that he's listening to it. Anytime he sends us a check, I'd warn him or send us... As I always specify, I say, listen, I'm a man of God. I receive gifts. Now, for your information, it took me time to adapt to that. And let me tell you the truth, it's nothing but pride if you say you don't. It's lack of understanding. It's like telling people, don't perform the priestly function in your life. So I told the young man, every time you send money, please always state. Because there are two things going on here. One, I preach a gospel that is not Kingdom Word. The propagation of that gospel is Kingdom Word Ministries. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That is, if I just sit in my house, I can share the same word with my wife. It doesn't mean anything. I can record it. But what makes the Kingdom Word is like, one, we are in a place here. There's rent running on this building. You get my point? The light we're using is burning fuel. We broadcast on air. It's the spreading of that word that is the organization called Kingdom Word Ministries. So I said, there is a work of the ministry and there is a minister of the work. I said, please, don't just send checks with my name written on it without saying anything. One day I will just chop your money. The young man, I know he's listening, he refused to take correction because I guess he didn't understand what I was saying. So I said, well, just, it's better to err on the side of caution. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. But the point I'm making is that when you're talking about honoring God, these are the important points. Now, there's one last one I must put in before I leave the matter. This is very fun, isn't it? You want to honor God? One day, carry two of your friends out and waste half of your salary for the month. Yes, I said half. Yes, I mean half. Okay, so it's too much for two people. Then gather 10 of them. You earn a lot of money. Then go to Nike Lake. If you go and eat in Nike Lake, you won't eat in your house again. It's a very good place to eat. It's only if your wife is as good as mine that you go back home to eat. It's not just the food. It's the setting. If you are going there, make sure you have a wristwatch. Because if you don't, because it's buffet, you know. You just pay money and go in, and you just keep eating. And it's not just eating, it's your environment. It's as if God threw a crystal from heaven down and then it landed there. And you understand my point. It's expensive, yes, but do it. Kingsley, I was telling you the other day that one day, it was my wife's birthday, If I do something, people will think that you have money. I didn't have money. So it was her birthday. I thought and thought. I had planned that I'll take a few people and her out to Nikki Lake for that celebration. But I now thought that no. Let me buy my wife a set of jewelry. So I paid 50,000 naira for just two small rings. If you think I had plenty of money, you are joking. But I bought it. Why? It's a word of God. Periodically, you must waste money to demonstrate the fact that you don't trust in it. Cheap things, it does not have your name written on them. When God was making things that are very cheap, he didn't write your name on them. You must not always wear the cheapest. I'm not saying, now you see, there's a balance in everything I'm saying. It is not always wisdom, prudence, that, I don't have money now, that let me just manage this one. Sometimes it's pure lack of faith. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Please, it is important you understand this. It is not always prudence to wear the cheapest pair of slippers they sell in Ogbete. You to cross to an expensive shop one day and buy one, even if it's only church you wear it to. Look, I can use my wife as an example. She has earrings that cost 150 naira. She also has earrings that are pure, solid, undiluted gold. She wears all of them. And the same glory covers them anyway. You won't even notice. When you wear the 150 one, you say, it's Mrs. Bank, it must be expensive. No, I'm saying this sounds funny, but I'm telling you that it is the honor of God to do that occasionally. I'm balancing things that very well. Let me just tell you how I balance that very well. Before you spend money on yourself, make sure you are spent on other people to the same level. Do you understand my point? That's how you know that you're not working in self-interest and covetousness. It sounds funny, but I mean it. I told you that when my son Akulu was born, I told the Lord, give this boy a safe delivery. 100,000 bucks must be used in drinks and food. And I meant it. Don't think I have so much money. You get my point? But I just told the Lord, 100,000 bucks must finish. If it doesn't finish, I drop the rest in an offering basket. I don't save money. Don't think that this guy has money saved up. It has not. Look, I don't save money. I spend money. I am a spender, not a saver. No, really, I don't have time for saving money. For what now? Say, rainy day. I say, with all the rain falling around you now, you are waiting for rain to fall tomorrow. Something is wrong with you. Do you get my point? One brother was telling me the other day, he said he thinks he wants to buy an E-Class. He was telling me because he knew I would understand. He said, it's not too big. I said, listen, there are times that God wants to crown you with beauty. Don't refuse it. I said, if it comes, please don't refuse it. I said, your only problem, in quote, is that people will think you have plenty of money, but that is their problem. Don't forget about it. It is their problem. So every young man, a young woman will start coming to tell you their problem, but doesn't concern you. That is what their problem. When they come, if you have, give. If you don't have, tell them, I don't have. But as for your E-Class, drive it. If I write it on top, right on top of the car, glory. So that they will know that it is God that has crowned you with glory. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Prudence is not always of God. Sometimes it's pure lack of faith. You know what I mean by prudence? Prudence, just be prudent. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why do I know this? Because I saw the principle of tithes that God gave the children of Israel. And he said, it is so that you will learn to fear the Lord thy God. Listen. Somebody like me, I spend by faith, so you can never judge how much money I have. It's not possible. You can't judge it. You can never judge it. Do you get what I'm saying? What I mean is that most people think that if you spend maybe 100,000, that means you have 500. No. The only thing you can be sure of is that I had the one I spent. That is like, if I spent 100, I didn't borrow 5. I didn't borrow 5 naira from it. But you are not sure that 5 naira remained after. That one you cannot bet on. So what are you talking about? Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow. What did I eat? What you shall drink, and wherewithal shall you be clothed? You know, teaching these teachings these days, in these last few sessions, is even reminding me of some things that God taught me long ago.
He said, ah, you should start building a house in Enugu. I said, ah, yes, so I really like the idea. I said, but if you think I'll be the one to go and break ground in one bush somewhere with one square, or with one plot of land that sold for 5,000 naira, God forbid, but what am I saying? I will build land in the house in Enugu, yes. But as right now, the flow of cash is only good for paying rent in a good house. If you think I'm going to save up my money to build a house in Enugu, you are joking. I have told God, the day I start building, I'll start in January and finish in December. It mustn't go beyond 1 year. I'm not a poor man. Do you hear what I said? I am not a poor man. I will not be donating small bit of, you know, okay, use this one to buy louvers and keep. God forbid the bad thing. Until that time, what will I do? I will live in a good rented house. If my landlord annoys me, I will park from his house and rent a better one. And God will always give me enough money for that. But as to become distressed because I want to build a house, no, it's not the will of God. Why? After all, it's cheaper to rent than to build. Let me tell you the truth. The money you use to put a whole building, now if you invest in the business, it yields interest faster to pay better, good rent than if you tied it down. It's not, look, a house, I like what Robert Kiyosaki said, it's not an asset. Doesn't put money into your pocket. It's a good thing to have. You understand my point? It is good. So I'm not going to kill myself over it. He will say, I said, listen, I have prayed to God. I have told him the dimensions that I like. The number of rooms. I said, I'm a man of a large heart. I must have at least inside the main house 6 to 7 rooms and about 2 guest chalets outside. God, you know, say that kind of house is not squeezing those 600 square meters. One standard plot. It's not possible. You know, you have to have like 2,000 square meters. That is the will of God. And I'm not planning to live in the bush all alone. I live in a well-developed area. Now, when I calculated the cost of all of these things, it's big. So I said, God, for now, give me a good rented house. Are you getting my point? Listen, the biblical manner of managing finances is to manage it by faith. That's what I'm coming to. You can't be doing money like the world does. I always say, he that watches the wind will not sow. But he that observeth the cloud will also not receive the blessing of God when the time comes. Now, recently, I was looking at, there's a set in my house. Principally, you know, that pioneer set. It's a good one to use to explain this principle. I looked at the set. When I bought it, it was the first home entertainment unit made by Pioneer that I'd ever seen. I've seen Sony, Iowa, Hitachi, all of them. I've seen all kinds. But I'd never seen Pioneer. I only knew Pioneer to make heavy studio equipment and car stereos for Mercedes-Benz. So, that day I wanted to go and buy a small set for myself. Now, before I tell you the story, I looked at the set. I bought it for 30,000 naira when I was earning 12,000 naira a month. And I looked back and said, that was foolishness. Then the moment I said it, it was as if my spirit checked me and said, shut up. Remember, it was God giving you a blessing. And then I remembered how it happened. That day, I was too prudent to even plan for it. I don't have time to give you the whole, full story. But the day, when I entered the shop, it just stood out. Like Demon Shakaran would describe to you, it was as if a glory surrounded it. I couldn't detach myself from it. For your information, that was not the first shop I entered. I had first gone to Mega Plaza. I went with a friend who incidentally had in his pocket, for one reason or the other, the balance of the money that needed to complete them because it was bigger than what we had planned for. So I just called the guy. I said, that said I like it. How much is it? The guy told me the price. Oh, Lua. Kilonjebe. Then I just felt strongly, buy it. I looked at my pocket. I just told to my friend, do you happen to be carrying money there? I'll give you back in the morning. This was afternoon. I will depart after that. He'll call. I said, tomorrow morning, come back to my place. I'll give it to you. He said he was planning to go and pay somebody some money, but he said to bring me here first. So he just dipped his hand in the pocket and gave me the balance. Of course, I bought it, and next day, I was able to give him his money. When he came back next morning, I gave him the money. Now, why am I telling the story? Because I saw it recently, and I'd forgotten all the stories around it, and thought that I must have been wasteful. Then quickly, it was as if my spirit said, don't say that. When you bought this thing, you were happy. God gave it to you. You didn't even ask for it. It was far beyond what you had imagined. And like I said, I didn't owe anybody. I mean, it wasn't as if I just told the guy, do you have enough money here? Yes. Next morning, he came back to my house. I gave him back his money. It is not every time that it is godly to be extremely prudent.
You know the interesting thing? This happened maybe like today. That's my recounting this story to myself. It was next day I went to see my friend who said that, do you think I should buy a necklace? And instantly I remembered that story. And I said, if it works out the way you are telling me, it's the glory. It's God trying to beautify you with something. Take it. The problem with people is that they don't understand their place in life. I don't know where you understand my point. My friend Igbokwe used to say that contentment is knowing your place in life and living like you are there. I'm not a wasteful person. Don't think I'm a wasteful person. If I right now, I have an issue with expensive phones. I don't buy expensive phones. But there's, you know why? The only expensive phone I like is almost $100,000. So I said, not yet. So don't think that I have an issue completely. That I look at all these things are overpriced. I've seen one that is precisely well-priced in my estimation. This is not a God. This is not scriptural estimation. It's just my, it seemed good in my eyes. I don't want to advertise for the phone, so let me just leave it. I'll tell you after. I'm trying to say, I don't think I'm always so extravagant in things. But there are times I look and say, this is for the honor of God. I'm telling you the truth. Recently, somebody took me in a car by accident, you know, that like, my wife left church without me because we're delaying. So she left and left a note that, look, I've gone home. Find a ride when you are coming home. So she took the car home. So the person was supposed to take me home. As soon as I entered the car, I just happened to see some clothes in the car. I said, are you people selling? He said, yes. Let me cut the long story short. At that point, no, we just turned around. They went to show me more. The person was surprised. That was a joke. I said, give me that one. I'll take it. Give me that one. I'll take it. This, and this. This shoes for sale. Add it. She was shocked. I didn't know. They said, how much is my bill? I said, $50,000. Okay, I'll give you tomorrow. She was knocked out. I thought I was joking. I said, no. Listen, at that, I don't know how it happened, but at that point, I said, Banky, beauty time. Oh yeah, take it. Every single thing. I was telling you that time that there was a time I had ties. That was the day I got those ties. Listen, if you see, and anybody listening to this shouldn't listen to this in isolation. You understand my point? Because some people, they crease their head. Now they will finish. They will finish everything. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But you see, we have drawn things down from a particular point. Okay, and I said, there is seed for the sower and there is bread for food. You understand my point? There are times that what appears like bread, are you getting me, is actually honoring God with your substance. After all, the tithe that God commanded them every year was supposed to be eaten by them. It's different from food. That's not what I'm saying. But food, maybe let me just use a minute because I want to close now. To explain this, I said there is seed for the sower and there are two kinds of seed. The second kind of seed is physical investments that's meant to yield you money, and it's a godly thing to do. Did you hear what I said? Physical investments that's meant to yield you money. I don't know why people... Let me leave that. I'll talk about that later. But let me just tell you a story before I end. T.D. Jakes. After I did Woman That Would Lose, people... You know, one publisher came to him and said, let's put into a book. So he said, fine. So they went to transcribe the tapes, edited it, and brought it back to him. And he said, I think you guys missed my point. Let me write it myself. He wrote it himself and gave it back to them, and they refused to publish it. That he should pay for printing. He said he just got angry and said, I thought you guys said we should do this thing. So he wanted to leave. He said, then the Spirit of God spoke to him, invest in yourself. Why? Because they said he should bring $15,000. And that was all the money he had. He said, no. There's no how I'm investing $15,000 into this thing. So as he was leaving, he said, the Spirit of God just told him, invest in yourself. I mean, this is you. Who believes in you more than you? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So he turned around and paid them the $15,000. And they gave him 5,000 books, which he sold up in 2 weeks. Did you hear what I said? In 2 weeks, everything was sold up. His money was back in his pocket with extreme profit. And more went back for printing. But let me say this. Invest in yourself is not, that expression will not fit everybody, because I said spiritual seed must precede physical seed. This man had been laboring and working for God for more than 10 years. Nobody, what am I saying? More years before that, nobody knew him now. Decades he had been preaching and managing. But the time for harvest came, but physical investment was needed to ignite that harvest. Do you understand my point? That is, there are times God needs, in fact, I say it like this, that there are people who have so, there are people, their treasure in heaven is so heavy, but there is a key they need to turn, physical investment, which they haven't. God tells the man, start trading in Gary, and he has refused. That, no, I prefer civil service. No civil service, there is security. God says, all right, so shall you be secure. They will securely pay you your small salary, and when you have, no, really, they will pay it to you securely. Are you getting me? But if the man had taken the last month's salary and said, this is seed for the sower, but this time around physical seed, and bought the gari and started selling, it is not as if gari sells. That's not the issue. It is not that gari sells. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that God said, I will pour water upon the seed that you have planted. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm saying that there is physical seed which is needed oftentimes to ignite the release of the treasure that's in heaven. A man has treasure in heaven, doesn't plant seed on the earth. What will God do now? Nothing. I just want to connect that so that from the next time I can continue from here, because I don't want to speak longer than now.